have to start, of course, with the performance of your goaltender. Another 30-plus save from Eric Connery. What did you see from him today?
Well, I thought he was really good. When we needed him to be good, he was. I thought second and third chances, we were doing a good job in front of him, but they were taking a lot of shots from different angles. That's a team that is going to the net pretty hard, and Eric was really good.
You know, one thing you never want to be doing is taking penalties, but when your penalty kill seems to be working like it did tonight, you got to be happy with the way they performed.
Yeah, I think so. I think our PK did a good job at running their routes and having good sticks. I think we were in the passing lanes and in the shooting lanes. We were when your 5-on-5 game is good, most of the time your special teams will be good, and we were good on the power play, scoring that goal. We had some chances. There's one power play that we turned the puck over, but the penalty kill was a result of the intensity at 5-on-5, and we were sharp with our sticks, with our motions, with our routes, reading of each other. So it was a good. You need a good PK in this league to win some games, and we were good tonight.
You talk about last year and a little bit this year is secret plays. You know, nobody else knows what you're doing except for you, and it disrupts the line. Are you seeing a little bit less of that now as the team kind of gets a little more cohesive?
Yes, it's not perfect yet. It was a good game, but in no means it was perfect. But we were running our routes faster instead of thinking and then moving. We're moving a bit faster right now. I guess a week of practice helps for sure. And the guys worked hard this week, trying to keep it simple. And it's about puck management, knowing where the puck is going so you can get there fast. And I think our puck management was much better in the third period than you could see it.
What can you say about the play of Logan Stanley comes back after injury?
I really liked him. I thought he was really good tonight. I thought this stick was really good. I thought that he was moving right. He was making the right decisions. Great plays on the breakouts. his gap was good. He had a good game.
And CJC, so on the other end of the, you know, his fourth goal already, and he's becoming quite a player for you.
Well, he had a good camp. He worked hard this summer. He had a great camp with the Jets, and he's just he's building that confidence. But it's the foundation is hard work. He's working so hard every day. He's focused in the meetings. He's bringing a lot of leadership. It's a different kind of leadership. He's not necessarily talking a whole lot, but he's going out there and he's working hard every shift. So good for him. I'm really happy for him.
And in the pregame, you talked about getting Christian Vesalainen in his first AHL game, a lot of power play, some power play time, and a lot more minutes than he would be getting with the big club. What did you see from him in his first game?
Good stick, big body. I saw a few good things along the boards. I think he's still learning the game in North America, so stop and start and all those old details. Same thing that the young players in the past we've seen, just playing a different game. And at this level, stop and start, staying on the puck, good stick, running your route, supporting the puck. That's what he needs to learn, but he's got so many great tools. These guys are fun to work with.
Just to round up, they talk about young players. Skylar McKenzie and Christian Vesalainen drew some penalties and gave you some good minutes tonight as well.
They did. I liked the Reichel's line with Skyler and Everberg. I think they were driving our team with the intensity every time they went out there. And a few times we had them against their top line, and I wanted to see what they had, and they responded well. So that was a good team, good game for them.
That do for your team when you have young players like that maybe weren't the expected ones giving those minutes in a game when you're working on the group dynamic?
Well, it pushes everybody, and that's a form of leadership, and so it's good energy is contagious, and then when you go out there and when you're coming back to the bench and the faceoff is in the offensive zone, you've done your job.